Hello, everyone, and welcome to Inside the Eagles. I hope you're having a fantastic Thanksgiving weekend. We're here to continue the celebration. The Eagles rolling on the field with 8 wins in a row, 9-1 record, first place in the NFC East. It's a terrific start for this football team. Carson Wentz, Eagles quarterback, having a fantastic season. 25 touchdown passes, just 5 interceptions. You know what he's doing for the Eagles when he's in uniform. What does he like to do off the field? We're going to find out a little later in the show. We're also going to go into the locker room for some fun and games with a very confident group of players. But let's begin the show by looking back at Sunday night's blowout victory over the Dallas Cowboys. It's our Sounds of the Week, presented by Bose. Nothing comes between you and your music.
Week 11 featured a Sunday night matchup between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys.
Good luck today, brother.
Yeah, keep it cool, man.
You, man. You're my idol, baby. You know that. Let's go. Hey, they can't block y'all. They can't block y'all. Let's go, DB. Let's go, Bubba.
Blitzer in motion. The give goes to Morris, and the Eagles stack him up and throw him back. They stack him up, led by Fletcher Cox, for no gain. So it'll be Mike Nugent. The ball is spotted. The kick is away, and the kick is good, and the Cowboys lead 3-0.
After the Eagles' defense held the Cowboys to an opening field goal, the offense marched down the field in methodical fashion.
Wentz on first down, gets a low snap. He looks, he fires it out and completes it. Torrey Smith along the far sideline picks up 9 yards. Play action. Wentz back. He goes on a little screen, and coming across the 50, down across the 45 goes Ajayi. Handoff goes inside and plunging down to the 2, and is he in? Barner. Yes, touchdown. Mike, we just watched 8 plays, and every one of them worked. On first down, Prescott gives it off, and getting stood up and thrown down again is Alfred Morris. Boy, this one defense is something. It is something.
The Eagles again held the Cowboys to a field goal, but the offense was sputtering, so the defense gave them a lift.
Rod Smith, the single setback. Again, they go to the shotgun, and this time, pass over the middle, and it's deflected and intercepted. And running with the football and finally out of bounds at the 15 is Rodney McLeod.
After failing to capitalize on the great field position, the defense took the field, ready to shut down the Cowboys again.
Prescott goes back, he is hit, and he is flattened. There's the first sack back at the 11-yard line, and it was Derek Barnett. Back one more time goes Prescott. He has time. He goes over the middle, and it is intercepted by Ronald Darby. Darby picks it off, the second pick of Prescott in this game, and he's down at the Cowboys 46.
The offense stalled again, and after a late field goal, the Eagles headed to the locker room, down 9-7.
For those of you who watched Atlanta demolish the Cowboys last week and couldn't wait for the Eagles to come down here this week and do the same, well, that has not been the case. The Eagles trail the Cowboys 9-7 as we get set for the second half to begin.
We got to get this thing going, man. Bring that juice, 11.
Carson Wentz is capable of getting hot in a matter of seconds. Wentz on 3rd-and-1, rolls, looks, comes back, and it is caught along the near sideline. It is Selleck. Selleck across the 50, the 45, the 40, and knocked out of bounds at the Dallas 38. Boy, did that work. Wentz is back. Wentz steps up. He's looking. He fires. Complete. Inside the 20 and down to the 18 goes Alshon Jeffery. Wentz comes right back to Clement. 5. He's into the end zone. Clement and the Eagles regain the lead, and that's the kind of drive the Eagles needed.
And just like that, the Eagles had knocked off the rust of the bye week.
On 2nd down, Wentz goes to Ajayi up the middle. He's at the 30, the 40, the 50. Ajayi at the 30, the 20, and tackled at the 15 by Byron Jones, who saved a touchdown.
Now, it was time for Carson Wentz to take over the game.
Wentz takes it again. He's looking. He's still looking. He pumps. He fires. And penalty flag thrown as the pass is complete to Torrey Smith down at the 1-yard line. And now they say he's in. Touchdown.
Let's watch this kickoff.
Camus Grugier-Hill, who special teams coach Dave Phipps affectionately calls the Flying Hawaiian, is about to kick off.
That guy is a freak.
Now the defense was feeding off the offense.
This time, Prescott gives to Smith, and the Eagles hammer him, and he will not pick it up.
With the ball back in their hands, the Eagles added their third touchdown on their first three possessions of the second half.
Prescott back again. He steps up. The ball is deflected and loose, picked up by the Eagles. It's Nigel Branham. Branham picked it up and took it in for a touchdown.
What was it, 9-7 at halftime? 9-7, yeah. Hey, Selleck, he scored 30 points in the second half. We still have 10:43 left.
Hey, we out to the Bears now, baby.
Yeah.
Come on now.
The world for an NFL quarterback can be a chaotic one, extremely busy during the football season. But for Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz, he finds solitude away from the game, literally in the middle of nowhere. Good boy. Bring it here, buddy.
Good boy. Good boy. Come on. Come on, buddy.
In the training process for these dogs, I mean, Henley's 4.5. Jersey over here, he's now 6.5 months old, so it's a process. Hopefully this winter he'll be out there hunting, but one day they'll be great, the next day they won't do anything you ask them to do, and you just got to just keep it fun for them, because the last thing you want to do is turn them off to it.
Good boy.
Good boy. I'd give you a treat if I had one. There's a lot that goes into it. Like with Henley, I trained her when I was in college, and she does a good job. I didn't really know what the heck I was doing when I was training her. She was my first dog. I had just gotten into hunting, really. And so I've learned a lot from being with her now for a long time, and how to hopefully train Jersey to be better. But you kind of just start from ground up. You know, you start training them with simple stuff like come and stay, and just make sure they're obedient with all the small things, because all of that, if they can't do that stuff just simply inside, out here it's pointless. Like, they got to respect you and be obedient in everything they do in order for them to be obedient in the field. Jersey, fetch. Find the bird. Find him, buddy. Good boy. Find the bird. Go boy, Rainier. So there's a lot that goes into a bird dog, but there's nothing more rewarding than when she was 9 months old, the first time I shot a duck and she swam after it and brought it back to me. It doesn't get much better than that. So it's a fun process, but we enjoy it. Tree stand do you want the shooter to be in? This would be a good, like, really good lane. You look for accessibility to the field for the deer, and at the same time you're looking for accessibility for us to get in without disturbing the deer that are in there. So for us to come hunt here quick and get out of here without bumping the deer that are already out here, I mean, this is a natural point. I have this branch here, then I have the one above it here. See these two?
I'm thinking that lower one.
Will I have enough cover, you think, still there?
I mean, behind you, there's cover for days.
I'll be great.
Yeah. For me, the season is so busy that blocking out the noise and just staying focused on the task at hand is actually pretty simple. Now, there'll be times during the year where you'll be like, all right, there's a nice one over there. This is now their path. So maybe you'll either move one or you'll put a ground blind up, something more mobile. But hopefully once we get them all set up where we like, over the years we'll just get more accustomed to it, and hopefully we're in the right spots. You turn the page so quickly, it's the NFL, you have a new opponent every week, so sometimes I'm just out there relaxing at my house. Sometimes I'll go sit in a blind and try and deer hunt just to ease my mind for a couple hours. But it's just a perfect way for me to get away and kind of get that separation, but it's quickly on to the next, and that's the wonderful part about this league.
We'll be right back.
As you might imagine, the mood in the Eagles locker room is extremely positive. A lot of smiles, a lot of confidence. Time now on Inside the Eagles to go to the locker room for players only.
All right, Eagles fans, Thanksgiving week, in honor of the big day, we figured we'd play a little game of trivia. Mm-hmm. So we have Camus, Grugier Hill. Not only can he play linebacker and cover kicks,
all right.
But he can kick off. And my man, we were actually teammates on another team.
Yep, the Rams.
That's right, Chris Long.
Back at it again.
So let's get this thing rolling. What do you say here?
Let's
I'm going to give you guys a question, multiple choice. You'll write down what you think is the right answer, what you hope is the right answer. I'll tell you whether it's right or wrong. Okay, all right, here we go. And these are all Thanksgiving-related questions.
Okay, sounds good.
I feel like he definitely knows a lot.
Number one, which U.S. president decreed that Thanksgiving will be held annually on the fourth Thursday in November? A for Lincoln, B for Jefferson, C for John F. Kennedy, and...
Abe
for good old Abe. Good old honest Abe. Both are correct. All right, question number two. Americans eat how many turkeys on Thanksgiving? Is it A, 15 million, B, 30 million, or C, 45 million? All right, and we got C, 45 million, C, 45 million. Incorrect.
Oh, wait.
I'm sorry. That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Good job, guys.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it.
Let's rock.
All right, here we go. Question number three. Magazine editor Sarah Josepha Hill convinced President Abe Lincoln to make Thanksgiving a national holiday. What was her other claim to fame? Is it A, she created the Raggedy Ann doll, B, she wrote Mary Had a Little Lamb, or C, she started Time Magazine? The correct answer was B. Question number four. The day after Thanksgiving is the busiest day for which of the following companies? Is it A, American Airlines, B, Roto-Rooter, or C, FedEx? Those are both incorrect. It's actually B, Roto-Rooter.
Oh, because people are...
What?
Roto-Rooter. Do you know what Roto-Rooter does?
They unclog the toilet.
That's exactly right, yeah.
People are eliminating.
All right, question number five. Male turkeys are called what? A, John's... B, Tom's, or C, Bud's?
Don't copy me.
That is both correct.
Ah!
I think you do. Don't show him your answer. I think he saw your answer.
I think he saw
nope.
my answer.
Nope.
He
knew that.
Come on, Tom.
I knew that. 3-3.
All right, here we go. Question number six.
Fake ass kicker.
20% of the yearly total of this side dish is consumed on Thanksgiving Day. Is it A, cranberries, B, sweet potatoes, or C, stuffing? A, cranberries, B, sweet potatoes, or C, stuffing? The correct answer was A, cranberries.
Got him.
All right, here we go. Question seven. The Guinness Book of Records states that the greatest dress weight for a turkey was how heavy? A, 47 pounds, B, 55 pounds, or C, 86 pounds? Correct answer is Kabu again.
Damn, he's killing me.
4-2. All right, here we go. Question number eight. What state consumes the most turkey on Thanksgiving? Is it A, Wisconsin, B, California, or C, Texas?
Bo Allen.
God, guys, y'all are both incorrect. The correct answer was D.
I was going to say that.
No,
I just
they're
thought
all
it was
vegans.
Little...
What popular American figure... wanted the turkey to be the national bird and not the bald eagle?
Oh.
Would it be A, Paul Revere, B, Betsy Ross, or C, Ben Franklin? Both are correct.
Going with Philly. Damn, I like
dude,
it.
I
Let's
lost.
Do it.
There's no way
correct.
I win.
Yeah, let me just put you away with this last one.
5-3?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question number 10. Which Christmas song was originally written as a Thanksgiving song? Was it A, Jingle Bells, B, Silent Night, or C, Little Drummer Boy? Guys, unfortunately, those are both incorrect. It was A, Jingle Bells.
You win. I feel like such a...
Well, guys, I appreciate you being great sports. The winner,
what
Camus.
What does he get?
He gets nothing.
What?
He gets a crusher. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
In this season of giving, the Eagles players extremely active in the community. Let's take a look.
We started Grateful Plate because we feel that there was a void in Philadelphia providing healthy, fully prepared meals. So we want to make people's lives healthier, more convenient, more delicious. And the best way to do so was to deliver meals fully cooked. Nigel and his agent reached out to us as a meal delivery company, hoping that we could partner and provide fully cooked meals for the holiday, for Thanksgiving. And so when given the opportunity to work with Nigel on this, it was a very easy yes.
Hey. How y'all doing? Just here to drop some turkeys for you.
Oh, thank you.
Nigel with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hi, Nigel.
Yeah, and we wanted to, you know, come say Happy Thanksgiving. Being able to team with Grateful Plate and just team up together and be able to contribute to help the community out. Pretty much just make everybody really enjoy their Thanksgiving this year, and that's the main focus of it.
Thank you.
All right, man, appreciate it.
In the past, we've done food donations around this time of year. And to be able to cook food and give it to people so they can enjoy it as a family, sit down to a really nice holiday meal, there's nothing better than that. And to be able to do that for a number of families this Thanksgiving is really special. And we're very grateful that Nigel reached out to us and that we get to be a partner with him.
You certainly don't forget that the Eagles under head coach Andy Reid made it to four consecutive NFC Championship games in the early 2000s. Well, the first season they made that run, they had a big win in Chicago, keyed by a gigantic defensive play. When we return to Inside the Eagles, we'll take a look back at that game, at that moment, with Merrill Reese and Mike Quick, our old school All-22.
Hi, everyone. I'm Merrill Reese. And welcome to Old School All-22, a look back at a special Eagles memory. Special. All the playoff games are special. But one I remember with crystal clarity occurred on January 19th, 2002. Eagles in Chicago, the hometown of Donovan McNabb. Bitterly cold day, so cold that my coat wasn't warm enough. I had to go to the hotel across the street and get a great big parka. That's how frigid it was that day. That's my memory. But I'm sure you remember some great plays in that game.
Well, listen, I remember that it was the return of Donovan McNabb to the Chicago area. But the thing that I remember most was how well the defense played, how they got after the Chicago Bears, and Hugh Douglas in particular, and a big interception that sealed the game. Let's take a look.
On first and 10, late in the fourth quarter, Chicago quarterback Shane Matthews lines up under center, hoping to push the Bears downfield and make it a one-score game. Hugh Douglas had a different idea. Big Hugh beats Chicago's left tackle with a bull rush and brings down Matthews for a sack. Two plays later, facing a third and 17, Matthews wanted to hit his tight end, Fred Baxter, over the middle. Linebacker Carlos Edmonds reached the pass the whole way, stepping in front of an errant throw, which bounced up into the air and into the hands of safety Rashad Cook. The turnover on third down sealed the game for the Eagles, and it all began with a sack on first down by Hugh Douglas.
Mike, the reason Shane Matthews was even in that game was because of the way that Hugh Douglas destroyed Jim Miller.
Well, I just liked the way he would bring it each and every week, and you could count on Hugh Douglas coming off the edge, always causing a problem for the opposing side.
Inside the Eagles is brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. And by AAA, the right call for every drive. Visit AAA.com today. We appreciate all the questions you send us each week on Twitter at Eagles. This week on Geico's Ask an Eagle, the subject, tight end Zach Ertz.
Enigma asked, what is your favorite Will Ferrell movie? And that movie would be Talladega Nights.
The Eagles host the Chicago Bears on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field, looking for win number 9 in a row as they set their sights larger than the NFC East for the rest of the season. We thank you for joining us on Inside the Eagles. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, have yourselves a great Eagles day.